USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has dismissed a lower court order that put a hold on the state's election certification process. The suit that prompted the hold, led by Republican Congressman Mike Kelly, had sought to invalidate all of the more than 2.5 million mail-in ballots in the state, calling the changes to Pennsylvania's absentee voter laws unconstitutional. The 7-judge panel disagreed, saying the time limit to challenge the voting law passed last year had expired. The San Francisco 49ers and Stanford Cardinal football teams will have to find a temporary home after new coronavirus restrictions were put in place prohibiting contact sports in Santa Clara County, California.
Update today to the Professional Sports and Collegiate Sports Directive will temporarily suspend activities that require direct physical contact or interaction in Santa Clara County.
James Williams of the Santa Clara County Council there. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The UK will start cracking down on big tech by the end of the year. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Online Black Friday sales hit a new high as the pandemic kept many away from physical stores on the day after Thanksgiving. According to Adobe Analytics, shoppers spent about $9 billion online on Black Friday, breaking the previous record of $7.4 billion set in 2019. Retailers have reported that foot traffic on the day known as the busiest shopping day of the year was down by more than half on Friday. The company estimates another $10 to $12 billion could be spent on Cyber Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Congress will have plenty on its plate when it heads back to D.C. next week. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
As lawmakers head back to Washington, D.C. on Monday, lots of things need to get done. Government funding runs out December 11th, and a COVID bill is still on the horizon if they can get one done before the end of the year. As far as a stimulus bill, Republican Congressman from Kentucky James Comer believes we need a very targeted approach to a stimulus bill.
We need to have targeted stimulus. The restaurant industry, I think that's the one industry that there's bipartisan agreement, that there is a desperate need for assistance. But we have a situation in Washington where Nancy Pelosi, she doesn't want to do targeted stimulus. She wants to do another blanket stimulus bill and give money to everyone. And
that audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A former champion will begin a series of guest hosts on new episodes of Jeopardy. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Jeopardy record holder Ken Jennings will be the first in a series of interim hosts when the long-running game show resumes production next Monday. Jennings won 74 games in a row and claimed the show's Greatest of All Time title in a competition last year. He'll host episodes that will air in January. Someone to replace longtime host Alex Trebek will be named later. Trebek died of pancreatic cancer earlier this month. From the East Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Kenneth Burns.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.